Okay, let's talk about weak layers. Weak layers are snow crystals that are poorly bonded. This layer fails easily in response to a trigger. Weak layers can be new snow, crystals that grow on the surface, such as surface hoar, or crystals that grow or change within the snowpack, such as facets and depth hoar. Some weak layers may be active for only a few hours, while others can persist for weeks, months, or the entire season, making decision-making in the backcountry very challenging. Strength versus strain. The simple way to break down our concern with regard to layers in the snowpack is strength versus strain. Is the strength of the bond between the layers able to withstand the strain being placed on it? Shear stress is the force acting parallel to the weak layer. Put a block of wood on your table. Now tilt that table until the block slides off. When the block starts to move, the shear stress has become greater than the strength of the bond holding it to the table. Think of the force a pow turn puts on the snowpack. Another way to visualize this a little closer to the avalanche world is to put that same block of wood and place it on a slope surface. That represents the initial snowfall. The block, or snowpack, will probably sit there happily forever. Now give it a flick. That represents you skiing or snowboarding. One of two things happened. Either the block stayed there because the bond was stronger than the stress applied, the skier had a happy day, or the block slid off the table because the stress was more than the strength of the bond, the skier had a bad day. Persistent weak layers. A persistent weak layer is a weak layer that can hang out in our snowpack for an extended period of time. We can see them last from a week to an entire season. When we hear the phrase persistent weak layer, we want to think red flag. Their reactivity can be hard to predict and the consequences can be high. Tread lightly with any type of persistent weak layer and stick to mellow, low consequence terrain. Types of persistent weak layers are surface hoar, facets, and depth hoar. Persistent weak layers are scary and complex problems to have in our snowpack. We need to give them the respect and time they need to heal and gain strength. Sometimes this means a couple of weeks, and other times it means an entire season. Our persistent weak layers change to deep persistent weak layers once they are a certain depth relative to the total snowpack. Deep persistent weak layers take us into the low probability, high consequence realm, which can make for some very challenging decision making. Shallow snowpacks. Shallow snowpacks, like the Rockies, tend to be more unstable than deep snowpacks, like the coastal mountains. With our shallow snowpack, weak layers tend to persist for long periods of time. In our deeper snowpacks, our weak layers tend to get crushed by the weight of the snow on top. Our coastal snowpacks are also in a warmer climate, which results in the snow crystals changing at a faster rate. Shallow snowpacks do not have a solid base to support the load on top of it, and we usually see a deep persistent problem that can last the entire season. The cold weather associated with shallow snowpacks leads to a slower rate of change in the snow crystals. Think persistent weak layers.